This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Immigrant advocates are calling on U.S. immigration officials to suspend deportations of Black migrants being held at Prairie Land Detention Center, south of Fort Worth. Many of the migrants are from Cameroon. Several allege immigration agents and guards abuse them at another detention facility. Last week, Southern Poverty Law Center and the advocacy group Freedom for Immigrants filed a civil rights complaint with officials of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security. The complaint, made on behalf of 8 Cameroonian migrants, alleges the men were physically abused, threatened, and forced to sign deportation papers. The men say the alleged abuse happened at Adams County Correctional Center in Natchez, Mississippi. Sophia Cassini is with Freedom for Immigrants and one of the co-authors of the complaint.
Our own ICE agents, these are government officials, broke their fingers, beat them, pepper sprayed them in the face, leading to hospitalization. And our civil rights complaint details firsthand accounts from all of these men.
Cassini says she and other advocates claim travel documents for the detainees to be returned to their home country may not be valid. And she says the migrants' lives could be at risk if they return to Cameroon, where there's been conflict between English-speaking and French-speaking regions.
We do believe the Cameroonian government will know that they're arriving as one large group and will take steps to immediately re-detain and torture them and kill some of them. And so this is life and death.
ICE officials could not be reached for comment. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.